Well, Coach, how much was the distraction of Tyler Hannanin coming down the chute there with his stick up in the air ready for that one-timer?
Well, it was, but right before that, though, we had to kill a penalty. So we take a penalty with, you know, 4.5 minutes left in the hockey game, in a one-goal game on the road. And, you know, our penalty kills did an excellent job. And that was a huge point of the game, too. So we gave ourselves a chance. We killed that penalty off. And that's where we talk about percentages, Dirk. You know, he's talking about power play percentage or this or that. You know, it's sometimes it's not the percentage, it's when you kill them. We killed that penalty with, you know, 4.5 minutes left. I mean, in a one goal hockey game on the road, that's a huge kill. And then Reed steps out of the box, makes a play to Smitty, and Smitty just outmuscled the guy by their blue line. I don't know if you remember. Their guy goes down. And here's a freshman. And I was on Alex about playing stronger. You know, I was telling him, you know, supposed to be strong and tough and all this I heard, and these kids from Flin Flon, Manitoba playing up there. And he didn't play with that desperation, that, and what I told him, that sandbox mentality when there's you and somebody else in the sandbox and there's, you know, $1,000 in there, one somebody's going to get it and the other person isn't. And you have to be the person who wants that. And he played stronger, but there's no question on the play. You know, he walks in on a 2-on-1. The defenseman did a pretty good job taking Tyler Hannanin away. But still, it is a distraction. Tyler did a real nice job putting himself in a position to be able to receive the pass, and he opened up. Now the goalie's got to play it honest because the defenseman really, you know, didn't commit to one guy or the other, even though he looked like he's in that passing lane. The goalie couldn't see that. So and then Alex took a good shot. He's been blowing that shot over the net like he did in the first period. He had a great chance on the power play, walked in all alone, blows it over the net. So, you know, you got to hit the net. And we've been on our team more about, you know, hitting the net. If you get it on the net, excuse me, you have a chance to score. And a great shot, big goal, you know, put us in a pretty good position to win the hockey game.
And we had some pretty good 2-on-1s in the GLI that we didn't maybe play that well, maybe forced a pass that wasn't there, took the shot and scored the goal.
Yeah, and then that's part of your timing coming off that long break. And I still think we were a little rusty, you know, going into the Notre Dame weekend. I thought the first night showed. So it's good to play those games. But I told somebody the other day, wow, you know, in a 2-week span, you beat Michigan, the University of Michigan, and you beat Notre Dame, and you should be happy, but we're happy, but we're not satisfied.
Right.
But, you know, it's pretty crazy, Dirk, when you really think about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Michigan's still a good team. They beat BU 4-0 earlier this year. They beat Union, you know, both top 10 ranked teams. And Notre Dame's a good team. And so for us to go and play those teams away from here and come up with wins shows you a lot about our team and says a lot about our team and shows you how good a team we can be when we play the right way and get everybody playing together. And that's the key. We've got to get everybody on the same page and really roll here the second half.
Final shots in that Saturday night game, 34 for Michigan Tech, 25 for Notre Dame.
What were the shots, Dirk?
34-25.
30 for Tech.
For Tech, yeah.
You're going to have to look it up, see if they've been outshot at home yet.
I don't think they have.
Maybe Penn State the way it
is. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Huskies 0 for 4 on the power play, but Notre Dame 1 for 3, and that's the first power play goal or the opposing team has gotten on Michigan Tech, I think, in 45 tries.
Yeah, it's a long one. And like I said, and we were in pretty good position. We did a pretty good job.
Just kind of a weird
little wrist shot that finds its way through.
All right. Well, hey, we've got, Coach, as you can imagine, questions galore.
Questions, today. Questions. Get your questions
we've got
in.
Questions from 2 weeks ago.
Someone told me or said that you let me off the hook, Dirk. So there's no let me off the hook today, okay?
All right. Let's get to a quick break. We'll be back with your questions right after this.
The deals keep getting better and better in 2017 at your party headquarters of the Copper Country, Bucko's Party Store of Calumet. Keep warm all winter long with Keweenaw Alpaca gear sold exclusively at Bucko's. All 12-ounce six-packs of canned beer are on sale all month. All 2-liter products are only 2 for $3. All Pepsi 12-pack products are 2 for $9. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for only $5. All sales do not include taxes and deposit. At Bucko's Party Store, where the party starts.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. the internet, and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepsen. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3600. 621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. We've got a lot of questions. Some of these are a little bit old, Coach, because of the GL line and everything, but let's get to them. And first of all, they're asking about any information on new signings.
Wow, yeah, we haven't talked about that. We haven't released it through our department because it's an ongoing thing, and we've been gone for so long. Yeah. So, but we'll, I know Cal is starting to put together, Cal Larson has put together the release on all the signings. So only the ones we can talk about, because we've had some more verbal commitments that we can't talk about, obviously. Some are for future years, some are for next year, but until they've officially signed anything, you can't actually make any comments on those. All we can do is confirm or deny if we're recruiting them. So if you want to ask me a question, I can confirm or deny if we recruited them. But yeah, but that's an ongoing process, and we've got a couple guys coming in here the next couple of weeks too. So it's never ending, Dirk. It's never ending. But we'll have something out here shortly in the next couple of weeks now that we're back, and Cal will put that out. He's been getting all sorts of information on the kids that we've signed.
Coach, can you give us an update on Baltus and Stamen?
Update. Brent Baltus is probably done for the year. I don't want to say he is completely. He's got an appointment this Wednesday, tomorrow, just to find out where he's at. And hopefully he's looks good. He's been working out and everything like that. So, but it's just a situation. We don't know if he will be back this year at all. Dylan Stamen's week to week. We could have him. I don't think we'll have him this weekend, but it'd be nice to have him for Minnesota State. But we'll see. But you know what? We play without him so long that we're fine, and we've got good depth, and some guys have stepped up and played extremely well. The other one's Ranky, and he should be, Stamen and Ranky skated yesterday. So, and they have, last week too. So it's just, more day-to-day with those guys.
Next question, Coach. Why is the Great Lakes Invitational continuing to use Big Ten referees? They're saying here it made more sense back in the CCHA days, but now that the WCHA has a significant footprint in the region, why don't we use our league's refs in the tournament ever?
Well, I think, part of it is most of our referees are not in the lower part of Michigan. We might have a couple, but I think part of that is the rankings and how the referees do. I had no issues with the Big Ten referees last year or this year. For the most part, I thought they did an excellent job. And having said that, we've had them before. A lot of them were old WCHA referees. So just when the split came in, they had to go to one league or the other. So, and Steve Piotrowski, he's head of the whole referee group, and he does a great job. So I'm not sure why, but I think part of it is because they're in the area and their availability. And like I said, I think they do a fantastic job. Nothing against our referees. Our referees do a good job too, but I think that's part of it. It'll be interesting to see who does the Minnesota Cup, which referees use in that one. And some referees do both leagues too. So, I think there's a couple guys that we see from time to time do both leagues.
It says here, this is a little bit of an older one too, with the loss by Bemidji, seems like we control our own destiny as to the WCHA regular season and home ice.
Okay, I wasn't sure we'd talk about that in more in depth, but we can get into it now. So a lot has transpired since we've been out of conference the last couple of weeks. Obviously, everybody I think now is at least 16 games, and some teams played 18 and Bemidji's played 20. So we've got four games in hand on Bemidji, which means obviously that they don't play the next 2 weeks. So they don't play this weekend. I think they have the weekend off. And the following weekend they play, maybe they do play Ferris. I wasn't sure when the Minnesota